Welcome to the Flat at Home Show, your active source for real estate information, education, connection, and community. My name's Justin Mecha. Happy New Year to you, friends. I'm just going to go out on a limb here and say congratulations to my brother, my young brother, who bought his first home just last week. Top of the year, brand new homeowner, first time homeowner. And that's the stuff that gets me really pumped. And in the spirit of newness, though, I've got a great show for you, friends, this weekend. We've got a good friend of mine bringing and introducing a friend of his to me as well on his new venture. We're going to pull back the curtain here in a second. I want to thank my great sponsors, All About You Wellness and Aesthetics, and Montana Basement Solutions, solving your water and mold problems for good. Hey, J.D. Barton is in the studio with me, and you know what's cool? This guy got into the career just a minute after I did, and man, you've done well. You've done well, J.D.
I just want to say thank you. Thank you for having us on the show.
Yeah.
This is a blessing. Things all work out for a reason.
Sure.
And I know we met years ago, and
yep.
You don't know where life's going to take you, but it's a journey, and we're all there. We're all doing it together. So,
you've built a name for yourself. You're a reputable agent. A lot of people love doing business with you, and I'm one of them. And so it's an honor to have you on the show. However, what's exciting, new year, who dis, right? JD said, I'm going to broaden my reach a little bit. I'm going to expand the horizon a little bit. I'm going to aim to be even more of a connector. And now you are with Artisan Roofing as well. Right?
I am. Yeah. Very new venture. Been getting started, just trying to flip it up. I mean, this is brand new. Like
okay.
You said, 2024, we're going to hit it hard, and we're going to come in, and we're just trying to make connections. We're trying to meet new people.
So what are you doing with Artisan?
So I'm a sales advisor for them.
Okay.
Getting out there, trying to get people that need new roofs, repairs, ice dam removal, anything like that.
Got it. Important, especially this time of year.
Very important. Yeah. 3 degrees out today. So call us if you have ice dam issues.
Right. So cool. So, and with you, a good friend of yours and new friend to me, Nathan Graff. Now, this is your business.
Yes, Artisan. Sir.
Yeah. And you've been doing it for a little while, right?
Yes. We've done Artisan's been in the Valley for almost 6 years. Actually started roofing when I was about 6 years old. I was a homeschool kid.
Okay.
Only way to get out of the house was go work for dad, clean up job sites. So yeah, I've done it for a while.
Awesome. Yeah. So that's your business.
Yes, sir.
You love it.
I absolutely love Artisan Roofing. We trademarked a phrase last year, excellence is a choice.
Okay.
So
yeah.
It's a great way to run a business. We have this short, methodical, and consistent list of values that make our team who we are. So we have a awesome culture. I love my team.
Yeah, it's super cool. I appreciate you saying that.
Yeah.
I'm going to say this real quick before we get into the story. As a realtor, and JD, I think you can relate to this. You know, we as realtors, we're the source of the source, right? When our clients come to us and they say, hey, I need a good carpet cleaner, or hey, I need a contractor to build a deck, right? They buy the house, they want to build the deck, right? Or if they're married, they buy the house, they need the chicken coop, right? Because the wife wants chickens. And it all starts with a chicken, right,
JD? It all starts with a chicken.
Yeah. And so oftentimes the contractors or subcontractors that I'm asked for, when it's roofing, well, if that cart is 3 or 4 years old, it may not be good anymore.
Right.
Seems like there's a door that revolves. And I'm not saying they get out of the business. I think a lot of them actually get pulled into different markets, right? They go for the Dakotas or California or Utah or whatever it may be, because there's more structures to work on down there. And I can't blame them for that. However, it's a problem for me because I'm going to use an old word here. Matt, Rolodex, right? Do the kids still call it the Rolodex? I don't know if they call it the Rolodex anymore. Anyways, in my Rolodex, for roofing, it's usually a blank spot because I find out that person's no longer in the business. JD, I think you're here to change that.
I am. Yeah, I've noticed in the industry, it's definitely tough to maintain anybody, I feel
mm-hmm.
like.
Sure.
I'm a team guy. I like to have my group that I constantly go to. I want all of my clients to call me all the time. I need this. You know, I need a roof. I need my chimney sweeped. I just need something, and I want to have that person in, you know, my back pocket to understand you're going to get quality service. And that's one reason I started with this company is I've known Nathan for a long time. We've known each other for about 8 years now.
Cool.
Our story is we just met on a back road trying to dig somebody out of a ditch.
Man, that's a Montana story.
Patrick Creek Road. I totally forgot about that.
That was the start. And so every time I'd see him, you know, it would just be, hey, how you doing? Which is how I work with everybody. I love people. I love being around everybody. And Nathan had the same excitement about everything. He was always eager to give a handshake, a hug. He's that way.
You know, you may have a country song in your future.
Okay.
Yeah. Back roads and friends and roofing.
Right? Definitely. So, yeah. Definitely. Just got to get that voice down.
Throw in the dog and you got it, man. Nathan, so been in the Valley for about 6 years.
Yep.
And we've got to take a break here in a second. I know there's a good story, though, that probably is why you're here, right?
Absolutely.
Okay. So, friends, get ready for a good chuckle because we got a great story. I'm hanging out with Artisan Roofing, JD Barden, and Nathan Graff. And we're talking about roofing. We're talking about how you got into roofing. And we got a really great story for you. When we come back, this is the Flat at Home Show. My name's Justin.
This is Eric Bodine, owner of Montana Basement Solutions. Our team has worked hard over the years to earn a solid reputation in the industry in fixing and preventing water-related problems in your home. We also specialize in mold testing and remediation services, often working with top contractors, architects, and even healthcare professionals in the Valley to ensure your home is healthy and safe for you and your family. If you are building, ask your contractor if they're working with us. If you suspect a problem in your home, call us directly. Montana Basement Solutions, 871-59-71.
And we're back. It's the Flat at Home Show. Happy New Year to you, friends. My name is Justin Mecha. In the studio with me, JD Barden and Nathan Graff with Artisan Roofing. Nathan, so you got to tell us. I set it up. I know the audience is ready for this good chuckle. You're on vacation and you move your business. Tell us all about that.
So yeah, it was a funny story. So we were at Costco. We had an Airbnb in Lakeside. We wanted to fill it with groceries and stuff. I specifically remember I was walking through one of the aisles and a guy tugs on my shirt. And as I mentioned before, I'm kind of like a hula hoop guy where it's like, stay out of my hula hoop, you know? Right. So when somebody's pulling on my shirt, it's like, I remember that, you know? And I turned around, I'm like, hey, how can I help you?
Yeah.
And, you know, he's asking me, are you a roofer? And it kind of startled me.
Yeah. Okay.
And I realized I've got a free t-shirt on from like a roofing expo that I had just come from.
Okay.
So I'm like trying to piece it all together. I'm like, yes, I'm a roofer. And he goes, oh, good, because I need a roof. And I'm on vacation.
You're on vacation. You're in Costco.
Yep.
You happen to be wearing a shirt that reads Tyvek or something, right?
It's highlighter yellow, so you can't blame him.
Oh, sure.
And, you know, finally I was like, sir, I'm on vacation. And he says, oh, that's okay. I have a ladder. And just... as if that was the end of the conversation.
That was it. Like, you're coming with me, bud.
Yeah. And that was, I think that was June of 2018. And we actually started rolling and doing work in August that year.
Oh, wow.
Got our kids registered at Trinity Lutheran shortly after that. So, yeah, it was the real deal.
That was it.
Yeah.
It just tugging the shirt.
Prayed about it shortly after. And we just felt like this is what God wanted us to do.
That's
you know?
Cool, man. And so you did his roof.
Yeah.
Did you use his ladder?
I don't even remember at this point. Yeah. But I guess I may have. I don't know. But
JD, in the previous segment, you had made a comment about how things just happen, you know, for a purpose or a larger reason. And isn't that kind of cool?
It's very cool. Yeah. I mean, just how things come together.
Yeah.
You know, I didn't see myself stepping into this.
Sure.
But God drives you in different directions. Mm. And it really was driven. You know, I was up at midnight thinking, you know what? I just need to do more.
Yeah.
And God had a plan there. So with that, they had put a posting online looking for some new people to start. And I ended up texting Nathan. I don't know anything about a roof.
Okay.
But I know a lot about sales and I know a lot about people.
And connecting,
and
yeah.
I love people. That's really what it comes down to. And 10 minutes later, Nathan set me up and we got in there and it just worked out. I mean, it was supposed to happen this way.
You know what? I think you guys have a winning formula for success. You've got true skill, true passion around the thing that you do, Nathan. And you're marrying that or you're connecting that with a guy whose true passion and skill is people, right? Is connecting those people. I mean, by his own admission, I don't know a thing about a roof. It's just on the top of the house. What do you do with it? You know what I do know about though? What the roof protects. Who the roof protects. And I'm aiming to connect those people with their needs to individuals like yourself who are very passionate about what you do. You know, it's exciting to me, and I have been sharing with people that while the numbers and the economy and the sales volume and the sales units and all those things might look like downward arrows, I don't see that at all. I see a lot of optimism in our industry this year. And while it may not be in record sales, because let's be honest, we don't really need that to have a good time. I think it's going to be in record connections. I really think that people are going to do like you did, JD, is get creative.
Yes.
expand their own intellect a little bit, and as a result, start rubbing shoulders with other individuals, expanding their world, expanding their horizons, connecting individuals like Nathan to the to people who really need him. Right?
Correct. Yeah, constantly. Yeah, we really. I mean, everybody needs to get out there and introduce themselves.
Yeah.
You know, that's big to me, is a handshake, a hug. I don't know you, but maybe you need it.
Yeah. Yeah. So you're one of those guys, free hugs?
For sure.
Yeah.
All day long.
So if you wear that shirt in Costco, it could be...
It gets a little interesting.
Yeah. I mean, that hula hoop analogy, right? Nathan, I tip my hat to you because typically when I hear people say, I've got this hula hoop and you're not allowed to enter that space, and then somebody taps them on the shoulder, your first response was, how can I help you?
You know, it's true.
Yeah, that's quite different. You know, I was expecting a different response. However, that's awesome. Kudos to you. So, guys, here it is. Artisan Roofing. We're prior to your move to Montana and to Kalispell specifically, were you artisan then? Is there a reason for the name or?
No. So growing up with my dad, it was Cornerstone Roofing.
Okay.
So, you know, Jesus is our cornerstone. That's what we build everything on. When I moved up here, I found out there was a storm chaser from out of the area that was kind of well known. So I was recommended, like, hey, don't name your company Cornerstone Roofing.
Mm-hmm.
So it just dawned on me one day. I'm like, I'd really like to have a name that starts with an A. So that I'm naturally at the top of the list when people are looking for me.
Sure.
And, you know, when Solomon was building the temple, he didn't go to Home Depot and just find random guys. He hired artisans.
Ah.
I was like, oh, Artisan Roofing. That's what we should use it, you know, call it. So.
Man, I love it.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Thank you.
It's cool, Matt, when there's depth, there's story, there's meaning to the name. So thanks. I knew I threw the one at you out of left field. Like, you weren't expecting that question.
I love questions like that, yeah.
Nathan and JD, what's the process here? So should somebody want a consultation on their roof, right? Because I know that that's a big problem in the Valley. We've got a lot of weather that hangs around on our roof. Should they want to talk to you gentlemen about what their options are or what they need to do, how do we reach you?
So great question. Thank you, Justin. So JD and I are here. But we have 16 other team members on our team. That's one important thing. Like, we have an amazing team. On a day when it's 3 degrees outside and the snow's blowing sideways, they're welcome to call Sydney or Pam at our office. You know, and
what's that number?
So it's 406-890-ROOF.
Nice.
890-7663.
Cool. Good for you.
And, you know, we would schedule it for a day that is a little bit better. We do work directly through the winter.
Yeah, okay.
So if you're a homeowner that you've got active leaks, you can't wait till June, July. You know, I know we're currently booking the end of February into March
right now. Cool.
So,
well, I have a question for you, and we're going to have to pick it up next week because I am deliberating this right now with my wife because we have a roof with a little bit of damage. So when we come back next weekend, if you guys want to join me,
yeah.
I want to ask you about metal versus shingle, okay?
Okay.
This is the Fun at Home Show. My name is Justin Mecha. Tune in next week as we bring Artisan Roofing back to discuss more roofs. Hey, friends, be safe, be well, have fun, and stay warm. And, of course, as always, hey, Flathead.
Welcome home.